This is Ian Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 7th of January. And today I'm talking about the Tuesday topic we're about to publish tomorrow, which we've called Counting Signatures. Now, on Christmas morning, I was a bit disconcerted, having expected peace and harmony to prevail everywhere, to hear the most vitriolic attack on the government by the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nicholls, who was really letting rip about what he called an Orwellian manoeuvre, as he criticised the government's statistics on the output of the consultation on equal marriage. So what's the row about? Well, he says that those who responded were 7-1 against gay marriage, whereas the government, he said, were claiming there was a small majority in favour. How can this be? Well, let's look at the facts. These are the statistics. There are 228,000 responses to the consultation that have been analysed by the government. Of these, 137,000 appear to have given their response to the questions set in the consultation document. At least they've answered two of those questions. There's a further 97,000 emails, letters, and other forms of correspondence to the consultation itself, and 75,000 of those were identical emails from Vincent Nicholls and his friends opposing the proposals. So what the government has done is analysed those and come up with a small majority, 53% to 46%, so it's not very conclusive. But then what the government has omitted is 513,000 signatures to a petition. And those are the figures that Vincent Nicholls has included in his statistics. Mind you, even then we can't make it 7-1, but this is only 5 or 6-1, whichever way you look at it. So it begs the question of, is it right to give the same amount of weight to somebody who's added a signature, in all likelihood these days, on an electronic petition, so we don't even know whether people read properly what they're signing up to? Do we give the same amount of weight to that as somebody who has ploughed through a consultation paper, maybe read it quite extensively, or maybe just glanced at it enough to be able to find the question and respond to that? Those of us who deal with consultations day in, day out are very familiar with this, and we're very, very careful not to lump the two statistics in together, because one is comparing apples with oranges. One of the fundamental provisions of the consultation charter, we're now celebrating the 10th anniversary of the consultation charter, is called fair interpretation. And despite his having a jibe at the government, I think it is Vincent Nicholls that is unfair in interpreting these statistics. But it shouldn't come down to numbers anyway. We keep on harping on about the fact that in a high-quality consultation that really needs to look at controversial issues, it's the quality of argument that should matter most, not the sheer weight of numbers. Can't help thinking that if the Roman Catholic Church really wanted to make this a numbers game, in all likelihood, if there was a vote, they'd lose this particular one. So why fight the case on misinterpreting statistics? Now, the Tuesday topic explores this in a little bit more depth, and we invite anybody who's interested. Members get it free just to ring the office or contact the Institute, and we'll make a copy available to you. It's an interesting subject, but on this occasion, Vincent Nicholls' allegation that the consultation is shambolic is most patently not true.